Here we go. Customers. Young couple. Table for two? Take your pick. Love how Marco has to check the bookings as though he's expecting a party of 27 to suddenly materialise. Sits them down, hands them the menu. They're in for a surprise. She looks confused. He's equally baffled. Understandable reaction. They have just walked into an Italian restaurant that appears to only serve Mexican food. And veal-based Mexican food at that. Yep, you can look at both sides of the menu, mate. It's veal burritos or nothing. And two veal burritos it is. Oh, next stop, me.
Ah, Nigel.
Marco, how's Mexican night going?
Not too bad. I think a couple of more themed evenings and the illegal veal will finally be finished.
Right.
I won't be ordering a job lot of that again.
Yeah, I think that's for the best.
No, next time it's illegal turkey.
Of course it is. Right.
Anyway, Nigel, you are not being very Mexican this evening. You need to liven up the music. A little more mariachi, a diddly-diddly.
Well, I'd need a trumpet for that.
I could get you a sombrero.
Yeah, isn't that a little culturally inappropriate? Mind you, you've been happy to put on an Italian accent for the past 10 years, so you're probably the wrong man to ask.
Well, at least to give us a little more arriba, arriba. Andale, andale, Nigel. Andale, andale.
Oh, I'm saved by the bell. Hi, Pav.
Hey, Nigel. What are you up to?
I'm in the middle of a Mexican version of Fly Me to the Moon, obviously. You know, the usual, so make it quick.
Well, listen up. Good news. Christmas has come early.
That's good news. In what way?
Got us a high-profile Christmas gig.
Well, I appreciate the heads up, but as I'm in the middle of a set... And it's also July. Can this not wait till I get back?
I'm coordinating the opening of Christmas World in Lexington Shopping Centre.
Right.
Big tree, mulled wine, elves...
Okay, and the clincher...
And you and Rachel singing carols.
Well, that sounds horrific.
Gonna be awesome. So, can you finish your shift early and get back here ASAP? Tanya, the manager's here and wants to go through a couple of things.
Pav, it's July. What's the rush? We've got 5 months. But once you've actually got us a gig we can properly prepare for.
Yeah, it's an all-year-round store, Nige. Opens Friday.
Of course it does. Pav.
Told you Christmas had come early. See you in a bit.
But the... Oh, God.
Andale, andale, Nigel!
Sorry, Marco. An all-year-round Christmas store. Yeah, because that's what I need. A constant reminder of the unrelentingly bleak Christmases of my childhood. Picture the scene. A crackling log fire. Oh, little town of Bethlehem on the radio. A child gleefully unwrapping his rally chopper. When his father stands up and announces he's in love with another woman and walks out. Kind of takes the shine off all future Christmas days. Hang on a minute.
Nigel, why are you playing a Christmassy carol?
Sorry, Marco, I was miles away. It's just that Pav has booked me to play at some new Christmas store opening in town on Friday.
Oh, indeedio.
Yeah, you know the kind of thing. Mulled wine, carols.
Turkey?
Well, he didn't mention turkey.
But does he need a turkey?
I'm not sure. I was hoping to get away early for a meeting about it, actually. I could find out.
Oh, yes, yes. Put in a good word for me. I would be molto happy to do the catering.
Right.
I really do have a lot of turkey arriving on Friday.
Okay.
Lovely jubbly. Then go to the Christmassy meeting, Nigel. Arriba, arriba. Andale, andale.
Hey, here he is. At last. Good timing.
Hi, all.
This is Nigel, Tanya.
Hi, Nigel. Tanya Palmer, manager of Christmas World. Lovely to meet you.
And you?
Just wanted to say thank you to you and... Raquel, is it?
It's Rachel.
Sorry, Rachel. Thank you for agreeing at such short notice to do this.
No problem. Although I'm sensing probably a problem.
Anyway, as I was just saying to Pav and Raquel, I do have a little musical suggestion.
It's a great idea, isn't it, Raquel?
Unbelievable.
I think having the two of you singing a few traditional carols as people gather around and soak up the ambience is a great idea.
Okay.
But for the big moment when I cut the ribbon and the flash mob of 50 elves appear...
The what?
I'll fill you in later.
When they appear, I think we need a carol with a twist.
Right.
I've had this great idea. You know, O Little Town of Bethlehem?
Yes, it accompanied my most harrowing childhood experience.
How about... about if we change the words to O Little Town of Letchington instead?
Brilliant.
And then the rest of the words were all about the Christmas shop. I've jotted down a few ideas.
Change the words to O Little Town of Letchington, and then the rest of the words are all about the Christmas shop.
Thought you could fill in the blanks?
No problemo for our maestro.
Ah, one final thing. I thought I'd sing it. I think for the finale we need someone with a bit more gravitas. And even if I say so myself, I am a bit of a diva. I've been told I'm quite Mariah Carey-esque.
That cold not cleared up yet, Raquel?
What cold? Piv.
Anyway, I thought, why not?
Why not indeed? Well, I think it's a cracking idea. Nigel? So, all good then?
Look, I've taken up enough of your evening, Pav. I think we're almost there. Just need the catering to fall into place and we're good to go.
Well, Marco was saying he would be happy to provide catering.
Can he do roast chestnuts and homemade mince pies?
I think it was mainly turkey he was offering.
Of course he can. I'm on it.
Perfect, Pav. You think of everything. Well, I'll leave it in your capable hands.
Great. Thanks, Tanya. She's nice.
What the hell?
Well, that was frosty.
Apt, I suppose. She's manager of Christmas World.
Well, thanks for fighting my corner, no one.
It's one song, Rachel. And it's a massive gig for the agency.
And nice touch not correcting her getting my name wrong. Really classy.
I didn't want to embarrass her. She's the client.
Right, I'm not entirely clear on what I've just agreed to.
She has gone?
Yes, thankfully.
I'm 100% sure she wasn't an undercover Russian, Stan.
They are among us.
Not rewriting traditional carols for their own amusement, though, I wouldn't have thought.
Right, so Nigel and Rachel on music, Marco on food. I'll sort out the 50 elves, and Stan, you've already got the tree, yeah?
Yes, before I was so rudely interrupted and had to hide in toilet, I was saying I have tree. It is strapped on the roof of Camper Van.
Where on earth do you get a Christmas tree in the middle of July?
He's lopped off the top of a spruce from the park. They won't miss one.
What?
That is not a spruce.
Are you sure?
Well, there's only one camper van with a tree strapped to it that I can see from this window, and it has not got a spruce on it.
What is this word spruce? I do not know it.
Stan, what is that? Looks like an oak.
Well, it was dark. I cut off top of tree from east side of park, like you said.
West! I said west!
Hang on, there's only one oak tree in that park.
Not anymore, there isn't.
Oh my God, Stan! You've cut the top off the historic Letchington oak!
I was wondering why there was a plaque on it.
Well, it marks the centre of ye olde England.
And Charles the First hid in it.
There's a protected species of bat that nests in it as well.
Oh no!
Look, never mind. We'll have to go with it.
Never mind? It's an oak tree!
Once it's covered in tinsel and lights, no one will notice a thing.
What have I done?
Don't worry. These things happen, Stan.
Well, they don't.
I should never have agreed to butcher tree in first place. It goes against everything I believe. I have committed a crime against nature. I will right this terrible wrong.
You're still okay to be Father Christmas, though, yeah?
Yeah, obviously. It is good disguise.
I know it's Caribbean night, but this doesn't feel good. Mind you, the punters have got enough on their plates trying to keep their jerk veal down. But if Marco says Rastafari one more time, I'm going to have to say something. Should really be practising Christmas carols with Rachel. The one tiny ray of sunshine is spending time with her. And Tanya seems to have driven a nice little wedge between her and Pav. That'll give me some comfort as each line of O Little Town of Bethlehem reopens a childhood wound. Mind you, that doesn't sound too bad as a calypso.
Nigel!
Evening, Marco.
Ah, another evening, another cuisine.
Indeed.
Although I'm thinking we need even more Caribbean flavour, Nigel.
More hot sauce, perhaps?
No, in the music. Oh, can you do a Roberto Marley impression?
Roberto? Bob Marley? No, I can't.
Oh, shame. Oh, what about the UB40?
I'm getting dirty looks for this Calypso Fly Me to the Moon, Marco. Let's not push our luck.
Oh, by the way, may I thank you once again for suggesting me to your brother for the catering, Nigel?
Oh, no problem.
You have really helped me out. My turkey will be the perfect accompaniment to your Christmassy carols.
I thought Pav wanted roast chestnuts and mince pies.
Well, he's a getting turkey. And quite a lot of it, I don't mind telling you.
Oh, right. Has it arrived?
Not as yet, but when it does, mwah! Traditional Italian turkey with stuffing just like a mama used to make.
Oh, what's the recipe? This should be good. She used to run a fish and chip shop in Banbury.
It is a family secret, Nigel.
Oh, yes, the Robinsons, that famously secretive Italian family.
Can't wait to try it.
Play for us, Nigel, play! Red, red wine!
Goodness me.
Goes to my head.
Town of Lechington. Da 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 da.
I'm getting nowhere with this.
I suppose we'd better go through your carols, Rachel.
Really? Do we have to?
Believe me, I'd rather not. Each one will be like a stab to my childhood heart.
Well, we are singing them to a shopping centre full of people tomorrow.
I'm really not in the mood. You sure you wouldn't rather be running through the special song with Tanya?
This is uncannily like my actual childhood Christmases, me alone with a miserable and jealous woman.
Just a quick run through, check me know them all. Then I really need to write these lyrics.
Oh, go on then, give me the list. Once in Royal David City?
Right. And let the festive trip down memory lane commence.
Once in Royal David City
stood a lonely little boy. Dad walked out, it was a pity. Sucked from Christmas all its joy.
Yep, got that one. Next.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Mum threw out her wedding ring.
Yep, yeah, it's all coming back to me.
The first Noel?
The first Noel the angels did say
was when Mum stayed in bed for the whole Christmas day.
Yep, got it.
Away in a manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed.
I just can't get these memories out of my head.
Yeah, I think we're good with all these. Should we stop there for a bit?
Suits me.
Yeah. Christmas was, never a great time for me.
Really? Pav always goes on about how much he enjoyed it as a kid. Says your dad showered him with gifts.
Yes, well, he was Dad's new family.
Oh.
They got the best of him. And the best presents.
Aww.
I got him turning up drunk on Christmas night to drop off a selection box with a curly-whirly missing.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Look who I just found outside, sitting on his sleigh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, if it isn't jolly old St. Nicholas himself.
No, it is me, Stan.
Yes, I knew that.
What do you reckon?
Well, at least it is my best disguise yet. And wearing it, I will be able to right my wrong by giving back to the community from which I so grievously stole.
He still feels bad about the tree. So he's going to give out presents to the kids.
It is the very least I can do. And I have vowed, from this day forward, never to harm nature again.
How's things going here? You across all the carols, Rach?
Probably.
Still sulking about the song, then?
Yeah, I am, actually. Thanks for asking.
Look, Tanya's the client. Just let her sing the song.
But I'm the singer in Tia Maria.
We really must change that name.
Look, this'll cheer you up. Ta-da!
Two elf costumes.
Tell me they're for the kids.
They're for you and Rachel.
Brilliant.
Kids are sorting their own. Less outlay for us. Ka-ching!
We have them in two sizes. Small.
That'll be for me.
And, small.
Tremendous.
Pop it on then, Nige.
Well, I'll never get in that.
That's what you said about that chicken costume when we did the agricultural fair.
Yes, and I was right.
Oh, yeah.
Still got the welts on my inner thigh.
Ah, too much information, Nigel.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Well, at least try the hat.
Ugh. There.
Shake your head. It has a funny little bell on it.
Well, at least I've cheered him up.
Oh, it's all coming together. I love Christmas.
Oh, little town of Lechington.
Yeah, it's next left, Stan.
Okay.
Whoa! Easy, Stan.
Do you really need to be practicing whilst we're driving, Nige? Right here, Stan.
Right. Whoa!
Yeah, it's less practicing and more desperate last minute actually still writing it.
Come on, Nige, get it nailed. Don't let me down here.
No, no, we don't want to spoil Tanya's big moment.
Just leave it, Rach. Left stamp.
Left!
No, oh, I give up.
Right, we'll pick up the first 10 kids, then drop you all at the centre, and Stan can shuffle the rest while we set up.
Who sorted all these kids?
You remember Joanne, the primary school teacher I used to... No?
Oh, Joanne the teacher, as in Joanne your ex?
It's just up here on the right, Stan.
Okay.
Bloody hell, Pav, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to upset you. And where else am I going to find 50 kids at short notice?
That doesn't look like 50 kids.
Oh, this should be good.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, Pav. Hey, Nigel. You're a bit big for an elf, aren't you?
Yeah, they didn't have my size.
Clearly. And you must be Rachel.
Yes, I must be.
Well, here they all are. They're really excited.
Or, where are the rest of them?
What do you mean?
There's supposed to be 50.
50? Your message said 5.
Interesting.
What?
You said you needed 5 kids dressed as Elvis.
I was wondering why they were wearing sequin jumpsuits.
Elvis? I said elves.
Oh, dear. Oh, Tanya's not going to be happy.
That's not helping, Rachel.
Oh, whereas you secretly texting your ex without telling me is.
Pav, your text clearly said, "Hey, Joe, hope all's good. Any chance you could get 5 of your kids to dress up as Elvis on the 25th?
I meant 50. And elves.
2 typos. What are the chances?
And let's meet for a catch-up slash drink soon. Kiss, kiss.
What? Oh, come on. Meet for a catch-up slash drink is just a figure of speech. I didn't mean it.
Oh, you didn't mean it? Yeah, I remember now. You used to say that a lot.
Yeah, he still does.
Well, it's been lovely catching up, Pav. Real trip down memory lane.
Joe.
Well, I quite enjoyed that exchange.
Kiss, kiss.
Oh, God.
It's all coming together. I love Christmas.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Well, this is bleak. 8 pensioners and a stressed-looking mum standing around a dying oak tree watching a man in an ill-fitting elf costume sing Silent Night in what is turning out to be far too high a key.
Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Keep going, Nige. You're doing a grand job.
Where's Rachel? She should be doing this. You know, singing in public brings me out in hives.
Yeah, and in that outfit I could see them.
Is she still in the van?
It's fine. I've apologised and told her she can duet with Tanya at the end. She's just tweaking the lyrics.
Yeah, have you told Tanya?
Yeah. It's all good.
Is it, though?
What do you reckon? Is the ambience Christmassy enough?
Well, you know, getting there. Not sure the tree's quite doing it, though.
Yes, it is a bit oaky.
Yeah, well, at least put some lights on it.
Stan won't let me. Says it'll upset the bats.
What, they're still in it?
He refused to move them. They get stressed by bright light, apparently.
Of course they do.
Nigel, Pav!
Excellent. Marco's here. We may have no elves, but at least we'll have mince pies and roast chestnuts.
Will we, though?
Marco, all good?
So-so.
Is that Italian for yes?
There is old Italian proverb.
Here we go.
What?
Meglio tardi che mai.
Sorry, Marco, what?
It is a better that something happens much later than originally desired than for it not to happen at all.
What?
He's saying the food's not arrived yet.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
But we're supposed to be handing stuff out now.
Oh, don't worry. As soon as the turkey is here, straight onto my rotisserie and... Mwah! Buono appetito!
Turkey?
Merry Christmas, everyone! Merry Christmas, one and all!
Nigel, you said Marco was across this.
I do distinctly remember flagging up the turkey issue quite early on.
Bloody hell, Nigel. Hey, Marco, wait! Marco!
Oh, God, I can feel this spiralling.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Where the hell is Rachel? Got no elves, no turkey.
If that wasn't stressful enough, for some reason I'm playing this in an even higher key than I was before.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Nigel!
Oh!
A word?
Tanya, yes, sorry, everything okay?
The guy you've got playing Father Christmas.
Stan? Yeah, is there a problem?
Because that's what I need, more problems.
Well, he's handing out presents to children.
Just a nice little touch, we thought.
He's giving them acorns.
Of course he is.
Well, he's very ecologically minded.
And then asking the children to meet him under the cover of night in the park to plant them all.
Right, yeah, that is inappropriate. I'll get Pav to have a word.
Thanks. We all good for my big number?
Absolutely.
Dreading it.
Looking forward to it.
Great. Got the lyrics sorted?
Yes, I've got a draft here, though Rachel is just tweaking them, apparently.
Who?
Did Pav mention the duet?
Duet? What duet?
No, of course he didn't.
Nothing, no. Here they are.
Thanks. I must say, I'm impressed how you're managing to keep the flash mob of 50 elves out of sight. I can't wait to see them.
Yes, the elves.
Be a real showstopper.
Yes, it will.
Right, give me 30 seconds and I'm good to go. Back in a sec.
Goodness me.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
This is like riding a runaway train. I can clearly see the bridges out ahead, yet I can do absolutely nothing about it, apart from continue to play this ruddy song in increasingly unreachable keys.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Right. Everything okay?
No, it isn't.
Rachel sorted the lyrics, Marco says the turkey is literally minutes away, and I've managed to stop Stan giving out acorns to all and sundry, so if you can just get through this song without incident, I think we might get away with it.
You have got to admire his optimism.
Good luck.
Okay, welcome everyone to the opening of Letchington Christmas World! Where soon it will be the most wonderful time of the year. All year!
Good Lord.
I hope you've all got a mince pie, a roast chestnut and a glass of mulled wine.
I got an acorn.
Anyway, my name is Tanya and I am the manager of the aforementioned store. And before I cut the ribbon and officially declare it Christmas Heaven 24/7, I wanted to perform one final festive carol for you.
Okay, here we go.
Concept and lyrics by little old me.
Unbelievable.
Oh, and I should say, I am available for weddings, birthdays and other functions. Nigel!
Right.
Crikey, it's like Maria's in the room.
Having a seizure.
Imagine that for a moment.
Just pop into a Christmas shop and spend your hard-earned pounds.
In July.
There's baubles, tinsel, fairy lights to decorate your tree.
Though I recommend spruce, not oak.
And for our first 10 customers,
off indeed. Okay, one verse down, one to go. We're nearly there.
Move over, Tanya.
Oh, no.
There's only room for one Mariah Carey-esque diva in Letchington, love.
Raquel?
And it's Rachel.
Hit the disco beats, Nigel.
Why not? May as well go out with a bang.
Certainly one way of breaking it to her.
What? No elves? Where are the elves? I wanted elves!
Oh, mamma mia!
Uh-oh. Looks like the turkey's arrived.
That's good, isn't it?
Not really. They're alive.
What?
Four baskets of them by the look of it.
Don't worry, they'll be dead in a minute.
No! Leave them!
Stan, what are you doing?
Run free, my turkey friends! Run free!
Stan, no!
I now declare Letchington Christmas World open!
Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone. Can't believe that young couple have come back. Must have actually enjoyed Mexican evening. Just a pity tonight's Greek night. Though I think Marco's using it as an excuse to vent his fury about his backyard full of turkeys. Managed to get them all in the back of the van by the time the Environment Agency turned up. Turned out someone had tipped them off about the bats. An eco-warrior with a strong Ukrainian accent and a pocket full of acorns, no doubt. Seemed a bit over the top to quarantine the tree and shut down the shop, though. It was only open for 56 seconds, which is a record, apparently.
Nigel!
Marco, Greek night going okay?
That'll be a no.
Those turkeys are eating me out of house and home, Nigel.
Shouldn't you be eating them?
I can't bring myself to do it. Pav want to do it. Stan certainly want to do it. You want to do it?
No.
Exactly. So what a choice do I have?
So you're keeping them?
No. I was thinking that rather than give customers a complimentary chocolate or mint at the end of the meal, I would give them a complimentary turkey.
Okay.
You think that would work? Could we have the bill, please?
I think we're about to find out.
Mr. Muzak, with Nigel, played by Richie Webb, Rachel by Jess Robinson, Pav by Paul G. Raymond, Stan by Dave Lamb, Marco by Jim North, and Tanya and Joanne by Anna Morris. It was directed by Nick Walker, written and produced by Richie Webb, and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.